So you're ready to start a family, and everyone's been giving you advice. But where to actually begin? At Kaiser Permanente, our teams of obstetricians, delivery nurses, lactation consultants, and pediatricians all work together for you and your baby, helping ensure you get the care you need from the doctors and caregivers you trust. Standing by your family through every step of this wonderful journey. That's Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy to have my talented, inspiring, and super fun husband, Dudley Denader, as my guest for today. We'll be talking about an inspiring book by Wayne Dyer titled Happy Holidays, and some uplifting advice from Wayne Dyer for how to avoid the holiday blues and recapture the true spirit of Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's. During the show, you'll also get to hear our very own holiday song called Merry Christmas, and we'll talk about how hearing it always reminds our family to be in the spirit of Christmas at this time of year. Join us for a conversation on some easy ways to make this holiday season be full of love, laughter, beauty, and joy. Hello, Dudley. Are you there?
I am, gladly.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show today to talk about this little book by Wayne Dyer that is such a treasure in our library. I just am so thankful to have it. And happy holidays, everyone. Really? Happy holidays.
I'm thankful for Wayne, all his teachings. But this is one of those that I think is really impactful that you don't always feel the same sort of way about. Different circumstances, different environments during the holidays can really lead you astray so easily. And he just mentions a few simple things that we all really know, but we need to be reminded of, that I think really help us focus on what you were saying is the spirit of Christmas. And I think that's great. So I'm looking forward to this and anticipating that we're going to have a really good, fun talk.
Yeah, I know. I do, too. You know, one of the things that Wayne says in the introduction to the book is that he loves the holidays. And he said that then, that he loved the holidays and that the holidays was one of his favorite times of year. And part of it, though, was because he was able to recapture the feeling of what it's like to be a child at Christmas. Hmm. And I remember when our son Xander was born on January 1, 1990, that was our first New Year's having Xander in our life. And then the following Christmas was our first Christmas with him there. And it was so much fun. Remember that? Having the Christmas tree and getting the little gifts for him that were from the toy store and going to Toys R Us. And then later going to see Santa and having him make his list for Santa. And I remember how proud I was of him because he would make a short list of just a few really key items that were really important to him. And instead of being greedy, he knew that Santa had a lot of kids to get gifts for and that and that, you know, he needed to really think about what really, really mattered to him. And he was so great about doing that, I remember. And then later his list would get longer and more detailed, and he would even put where we could get gifts when it was from us and be helpful that way. And he's just always made Christmas so much fun. You and Xander both have made Christmas and my birthday just the most amazing time of year. And my mom, my mom, you know, she was so much like what Wayne Dyer talks about to have happy holidays and how to have a happy life, because she lived her life that way. She was just so flexible and so loving and so much fun, and she was so present with people. She was able to just be in the moment and just enjoy the moment and really savor the time that she spent with each person. You remember that, Dudley? I mean, it's like,
yes,
are you still there?
No, yeah. I'm just kind of biding my time, waiting for you to finish your thought. I also thought a lot about Alex, Xander, that is, and how special the holidays were and how we always held that between the three of us is just an incredibly personal yet special time for all three of us, not just one. And it's always worked as a unit. That's why we came up with that saying of us being a tripod. But the thing that really stood the test of time was when he worked for the Apple Store, what, 4 or 5 years ago, when he couldn't come home for Christmas. And we were so lucky to work for Marin Management and be able to get a comp room at the DoubleTree down in Rosemead and spend our Christmases there. We got to know the people there and celebrate Christmas even though we weren't at home. And then the quintessential wonderful thing that happened was when Xander came up and looked at us when we were down at the DoubleTree during that time and said, you know, it's not what you get or where you are, it's who you're with.
And oh, I remember that.
Choked up.
I remember
I'll never
that. Yes.
That.
Yeah, December of 2010 and 2011, both we spent down there because he was working at the Apple Store while he was going to Chapman University. And
but talk about it, flexibility. I mean, you know, that was a feather in our cap. I mean, I don't remember it being difficult at all. Quite honestly, if you just allow yourself to roll with it. You know, rather than going, well, I'd rather be doing this, or I should be doing that, or whatever else you want to tell yourself in your speak, it's if you flow with it, I mean, the flexibility made that trip so much fun because we just planned from minute to minute, hardly knew what was going to happen next. And that was fine. It was just being with each other and celebrating the time. You know, that was
fun. I know. And just savoring the moments together, you know, that's one of the gifts that my mom gave us so very long ago is to remind us that none of us know how long we're going to be here or how long the people we love are going to be here, and to always spend time with them and just really enjoy that time and make sure that each time that you see them is so, you're so present and it's so special that if it was the last time you saw them, that your memories would be really great of the time that you had together and you'd be feeling really good about the choices that you made about how to respond to people instead of react to things. And
exactly.
Yeah.
So what else does Wayne have to say in his little book you want to bring to light?
Well, you know, he has a lot of points that he brings to light, and I'd like to go over those in a little while. But to start out with, there's just a few things that I'd like to say that he does, and then I want to make sure we have time to talk about the song Merry Christmas, play it, and then talk about the lyrics a little bit and why they're so meaningful to us. But a few of the things that he said to do is to look for ways to make it fun. Look for ways to give others gifts besides expensive gifts. Think of things that you can do that are experiences. And to just enjoy the beauty of the holiday decorations in the stores or on the streets and to really stop and look at them and just enjoy them and savor those moments and enjoy the music, enjoy the fun movies and the fantasy of it all and the kids, excuse me, kids and seeing Santa Claus and all of that. So, you know, I think that kind of leads us into listening to Merry Christmas. Is there anything else?
Yeah, you forgot singing in that list, though.
You're right. I mean, that's actually one of the things that I love the most, excuse me, about the whole holiday season is singing. And
really?
It's always been such an important. What did you say?
Well, no, over the years, I was just going to say right in that spot, it's been an exciting time of year for me because I'm always the musician. Now, I've got the guitar, and I've got all these sheets of all this Christmas music, and it seems like wherever I go where there's someone that is in a sort of a party atmosphere, whether it's a party through your Toasties Club or one of my organizations, whatever it is, I get invited to bring, and we bring the sheets, and we sing Christmas carols, and it feels so good to do. And so many people get into it and remember the words and just want to be part of it, and it feels so good. It's hard to explain how I feel when I sing. I'm sure everyone gets the same sort of feeling. It's an uplifting feeling. It's almost like breathing deeply or something. I don't know how to explain it, but it certainly makes me feel great. And then to have a focus of something that's of our Lord and of a spiritual time is really a great focus for the music. And it's also selfless. So it's not about us. It's about Christ and about the holiday and about the times of the holiday and the lights and the scenes and the people and how we feel. And that, oh boy, that translates into joy when you get singing about it, I think.
Yeah, and one of the nice things is that so many people have heard the songs and have sung them over the years that a lot of them people can sing without even needing to have the sheet music there.
Right, right.
Well, anyway, I'm going to play this new song, well, new to the listeners, song, Merry Christmas. It's actually been around for us since 2007. It was in December of 2007 that we collaborated with Xander on the lyrics and then had Robert Berry record it at Sound Tech Studios, and we'll talk about that after I play the song. The song is 3.5 minutes long, and here it is, Merry Christmas.
Time of year. Merry Christmas, enjoying good cheer. Come to the party, Christmas is near. Beautiful sights, happy sounds, music and laughter. All around, shiny glass balls, a festival of lights, a tree full of beauty, with an angel in flight. Merry Christmas, there's joy in the air, there's a fire in the fireplace, it's that time of year. Enjoying good cheer, come to the party, Christmas is near. Gifts of silver and gold, red and green, what's inside remains to be seen. There's frost on the window and the fire is warm. We're singing together. There's joy all around. Snuggled together, there's stories to tell. With the season's images, we're under the spell. The scent of the feast, while good friends are near. Relax and enjoy all the good cheer. Merry Christmas, there's joy in the air. There's a fire in the fireplace, it's that time of year. The presents wait patiently under the tree. It's almost time, 'cause it's Christmas Eve. Come to the party, Christmas is here.
Merry Christmas, recorded at Sound Tech Studios in 2007.
That was right between albums. That was right after we had finished Holiday on Earth and just as we were starting to record for D2. So so I remember that. It was kind of a
you know, that's true. I hadn't even thought of that aspect about it.
Most of 2008 we did D2 down at Soundtech. And I think we started at the end of 2007. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, that's a great song. And then what we were talking about is we had just performed that last night at West Coast Songwriters, where we're co-managers now in San Rafael at Phoenix. And that's such a great place and a wonderful venue and a terrific organization, nonprofit, for 33 years now. But we sang it last night, and we had changed the lyrics a little bit and actually the name of the song, and found it really actually the message was stronger. We changed it to In the Spirit of Christmas. So instead of repeating Merry Christmas so often during the song, it's most often In the Spirit of Christmas instead of Merry Christmas. But it works well. The lyric aspect of the way the actual sound of those words rolls off your tongue actually works a little better than Merry Christmas in the context of the song. And I enjoyed myself thoroughly singing it with you last night. I thought it sounded great. It was fun.
Oh, thank you. I had fun singing it too. And it's just such a dream come true for me to be able to be up there on stage singing. And it still amazes me that I've been able to do it, because it had been something I'd always wanted to do. As you know, it just something that I wanted so much to do was to sing. And hearing my grandmother say that I should forget about singing back when I was 12 years old, you know, it took a long time to get over the fear of being able to even try to sing, and then to take the singing lessons. Actually, that was in 2007 that I took the singing lessons with Lenora.
But that's another thing. Sorry to interrupt, but that's another thing that we have to remind ourselves of. You know, keep our comments and our expectations in line during the holidays. It's easy to get emotional. And when you do, oftentimes it bites you back. I mean, you know, you're going to upset someone else. You're going to upset yourself more. You're going to make a situation that might have been a little difficult really hard to get through. Taking things in stride and being flexible and, you know, watching how you react to people, as you were saying, too, oftentimes that can be the source of hurting someone's feelings. And
right, and just to be kind. I mean, that's one of the, one of the easiest gifts that you can give to people is just to decide to be as kind as possible.
Right.
And whenever you can, to choose kindness over being, quote, right, you know, and
right.
having it your
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And take things in stride rather than to let them, you know, get to you or build up and become an insurmountable problem. One of the things that it makes me think of what's coming on, you know, for this month and my progress toward Christmas and what I have to do. And I used to get, you know, really kind of bogged down because I think, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to get the tree and I have to put up the wreath and I have to get all this stuff together. And it takes a fair amount of doing. I mean, just getting our ficus tree trimmed and turned so that we have room to put the Christmas tree is a job.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take one little thing and just think of Christmas while I'm doing it and relax into it, don't try and rush through it, get it done, so to speak, just enjoy it for what it is. So when I go to pull all the branches off and create the wreath, I take my time. And if I get to a point where I feel frustrated, I'll just put it off for a little while and, you know, just relax until I feel like the spirit is back in me, and then I can continue on. But it's a fun, interesting time of year, but it can be a challenge.
Well, excuse me. Yeah, it is. It's a busy time of year, and there's a lot of different parties and time with families and friends and high expectations of the
exactly.
way people, quote, think it should be and how they want it to be in an idealized version of what it could be. And I think one of the most important aspects of what Wayne Dyer is talking about in this little book, Happy Holidays, is just the whole idea of what he teaches anyway, which is to enjoy the present moments, to make the most of it, to be kind, to be like a child and go, oh my gosh, look at that. Isn't that awesome? And to really think about how much fun it is to give gifts and to think of
right.
whether it's silly little gifts or making a gift for someone. Those are really great ways to do it. Giving experiences, and that brings us back again talking about going to see the December people, which I want to talk about in just a minute, but I also realized that we only have 10 minutes left, and I wanted to mention before I forget, the next week on my show on December 9th, my guest is going to be Deborah Oakland, one of my most inspiring and fun friends, and we're going to be talking about living in courage, prosperity, generosity, and her blog article that she just wrote this month about living with a generosity of spirit during the holidays and all through the year. And I also want people to start thinking about how they would answer the questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And, you know, it's just finding ways to enjoy each day. That's the most important thing in life.
Well, you know,
whether it's the holidays.
These are, you know, ideas and tenets that you should live by, or good, you know, directions you should follow, or whatever you want to call it, suggestions for the holidays. But at the same time, all of this applies to every other day of the year. It comes to, I think, a little bit more of a head at the holidays, just because there's so much going on at the same time, and there's so many stimuli between, you know, the lights and all the different things and the parties and so on. It just gets to be kind of crowded in the mental space of it all, but it's still, they're all tenets that we should be using every day, not just on Christmas.
Yeah, that we can use every day. Yeah, we can make that choice.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, back to December people and Robert Barry's holiday rock band that rocks, and it is just so much fun, and that's one of the things that we've given ourselves or each other as gifts of experience the last few years since he started doing the shows, and we're going to be going to see them Saturday, December 12th in Pleasanton, California. We're going to go to the matinee show, the 2 p.m. show, and there's also an 8 p.m. show. And the show in Campbell, Deadly, is already sold out, the one on December 10th.
Well, then they go to Topeka, where one of the songs was written about, because they take each one of the Christmas carols they sing, and they do it in the style, just so your listeners will know, most people do, but in the style of like a famous rock band. So you'll hear stuff that comes from all sorts of different styles. And this particular one, they have a song that came from Kansas, and they performed in Topeka. And, gosh, it was so great to hear the response they got from the city, and the place was packed, and they gained a lot of food for the food bank. And then the mayor gave them the day. He made the official day of December people. What was it?
I don't remember what date it was, but, yeah, it was so exciting. And also they were doing the work with the United Way. We're so proud of them for doing this, and each one of the shows – they collect food for the homeless, and they also noticed, Robert said, that for the one in Kansas and the United Way, they were realizing that a lot of the homeless people also need socks. They not only need jackets and warm clothes to be donated and food to be donated, but they need socks. So that was also something that they collected there in the Kansas show. And then another exciting thing,
a ton of socks that we can give away. So that's
For our Michigan friends, though, is they're having three shows in Michigan on December 18th, December 19th, December 21st. They're having shows in Saginaw. Okay, you say the port one, Deadly.
Port Huron.
And then in Grand Rapids. And then, so all of the Michigan friends out there, get online and go to A Classic Rock Christmas or DecemberPeople.com and check it out and get tickets. It's so much fun. And just,
you can go online and you can listen to clips of the songs, and you'll get an idea of just how amazingly brilliant these musicians are. I mean, you're talking the cream of the best rock musicians here. I mean, some of the most amazing players, Dave Med, the keyboard player from the Tubes is just incredible, and he's got an amazing high voice. And Gary Peel from Boston, unbelievable electric guitar, beautiful leads, just incredible. I mean, the whole band is just an amazing compilation of people. Robert, notwithstanding, is just brilliant.
Yeah, Robert Berry. And
but he's the
David,
key.
David Lauser on the drums is amazing.
Yeah,
and then also Jack Foster, all
right.
of them. And they're just so great together.
They really are, and they really put on a great show. I mean, the spirit of Christmas really is in this amazing rock band, and boy, do they play it well. Whew, it is incredible.
Oh, I know. And then their latest album is so good, A Classic Rock Christmas 2015, and it's got songs, Silver Bills, Tom Petty style. It's got songs that are in the style of the Eagles, of Fun, Toto.
Like
the Tubes, Dire Straits.
That was so funny. God, I love the
yeah.
interpretation of Here Comes Santa Claus to the strains of White Punks on Dope. I mean, that is just incredibly funny and so well done. Every single part of it is incredible.
Oh, I know. I just love listening to it, and it's one of the other really cool things about their albums is that I get to listen to Christmas songs before Thanksgiving because of them. Because it's so sort of like this wonderful, awesome blend of rock and roll music styles that you love, but with lyrics that are from the holiday songs to get you in the spirit of Christmas ahead of time.
It really is fun. I'm looking forward to that a lot. So
yeah,
any parting comments from Wayne on this subject of how to enjoy Christmas to the fullest?
Well, let me think about this here.
Well, one of the things we didn't talk about is just you did say being in the moment, and that is, I think, the crust of the biscuit, because when you're in the moment, you are fully aware of everything around you, in you, thoughts, everything. And one of the things that happens oftentimes is we'll just get blasted away with all this mental imagery, lights, you know, everything that happens that time of year and during the parties and so on. But we have to remember to just really take a look at it and be in the moment. And the other time that's great to be in the moment is consciously when you're eating. It's so simple to load up on a plate of food when you're at a party or something like that and unconsciously just down this whole thing. But if you think and use the spirit of Christmas and think about that and the bites you take, it's amazing how you'll feel satisfied. You won't want to eat any more than you should, and it feels good. So it's a simple little thing like just eating consciously, just being aware of the moment, aware of where you are and who you're with.
Exactly. And the thing is also, you brought up too, is self-care. So here are three things that I'd really like to remind people here toward the end is give yourself the love. Take great care of yourself. Give yourself the gift of time with the people who matter most to you. Give people you love the gift of your time, your love, your attention, and your appreciation. Those really are the best gifts, and creating wonderful, happy memories with people last forever. You have those memories forever, and especially if you take a few pictures, because the pictures help bring back the memories so that you feel like you're right there.
Yeah, no, definitely true. We have to remind ourselves to take more pictures. We hardly ever take that many pictures at Christmas anymore.
Oh, I know. We have so many from when Xander was little, and but you're right, this year we need to remember to take more. So the other things are to remember, though, is to be willing to be more spontaneous and have flexible plans, to enjoy the fantasy of the stories, the movies, and the decorations, to laugh more, to watch some funny movies and play games, to allow children's joy and laughter to remind you to lighten up and be playful. And, you know, just to enjoy it, that's really what I want everybody to do. That was the intention for me for this show today, was to remind all of us that we can choose to make the most of it.
I know. I was looking for a quote here that we had. It was, I can't get to it.
Well, we only have 44 seconds left, so if you find it quickly, we can put it in there at the end.
Oh, this is what I sent you a note last year. It said, I want to thank you. This is from me to you, Margot, from WMR.
Uh-huh.
I want to thank you for being born on Christmas. You've reinfused Alex and me with the spirit year after year. And it's true. At first, when I married you and got to know you, I was going, oh, my God, she's married on or born on Christmas. That's going to be just a horror story. And it never was. It was always just magnified it, just made it better.
Yeah. Well, it started out with my mom making it fun, having my birthday on Christmas. And then you and Xander have been awesome about keeping that going. Well, we've lost the live stream, and we're out of time, so we're going to need to get going. But I just want to say thank you, Dudley. Thank you for being on my show and being in my life and all the fun we have. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And please, everyone, enjoy the holidays and enjoy the new year.
There's always something you can find to enjoy.
Yes, yes. Love and hugs to everybody out there listening. Have a wonderful holiday season. And I will be back on next week. Bye for now.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Bye.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea. That the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we focus so much on prevention. We're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. Because by catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Rise and thrive. Visit kp.org.